is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle market?
Our cattle market today, Leslie, saw up and down trading throughout the session and then managed to close mostly positive, with the best gains actually being in the feeder cattle. Now, box beef was higher at mid-morning, $2.38 higher on choice, $1.55 higher on selects, and had a total movement of 63 loads. Today's cattle kill estimated 113,000 head. When you get past that, it was next to impossible to find news out there in this cattle market. Keep in mind, Friday afternoon is our cattle on feed report. Next Monday is the cold storage report. We saw on the close today, June cattle 12 cents lower. August live cattle were 10 cents higher. August feeders were up 95 cents. October feeders up 32 cents. And July lean hogs closed a nickel lower today.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
BigIron.com, the easiest place online to buy farm equipment. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf tells us, with sales every Wednesday, Big Iron sells millions of dollars worth of farm equipment every week. Here's a few of the items sold most recently at BigIron.com.
We sold a 25-year-old Ford New Holland tractor, a Model 846 with 6,400 hours for $13,250. A 1994 John Deere 670B motor grader sold for one of the Oklahoma County Commissioners for $16,100. A 35-year-old versatile tractor Model 935 sold for $5,600. A 1993 John Deere 9600 combine.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com, and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, what caused the jump in the soybean market?
Well, Leslie, that's where all the action was today. It mainly was technical short covering by the funds and a little concern out there about the soybean planting, especially being behind average by quite a little bit in Kansas and Missouri, and a little bit of decline in the good to excellent rating. But other than that, there was no other fresh news out there really affecting the soybeans, corn, or wheat. Wheat was disappointing with the problems we have with our wheat harvest right now, and we closed negative today. Other than that, there was just nothing fresh in our marketplace. As we saw, July KC wheat today closed 2.25 lower. September KC wheat closed 2.75 lower. And July Chicago wheat down a half a penny. July corn was 5.75 higher. December corn up 6.5. July soybeans closed 19.75 higher. November up 23.25. And July cotton was up 122 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities with your market wrap up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.